This is a Triple J podcast.
G'day, it's Dave Marchese with the Hack Deep Dive for you this week, and we're going to take a closer look at our road rules, specifically the rules around driving under the influence. Because some people think that our laws are outdated and are leaving people worse off.
Thousands and tens of thousands of people are having to choose between going to work, seeing a loved one, or taking their medication.
Medicinal cannabis was legalized in Australia years ago, and the number of people using it is growing all of the time. But for a lot of people, that choice means they can't get behind the wheel. Or maybe they do, and they're risking their license just to get from A to B.
I know if I'm pulled over by the police today and they test my blood, it will be in my blood. It stays in there for up to 90 days.
In a bit, you're going to hear from an expert who can really break down the science behind driving with cannabis in your system. If you've ever wondered about how it affects your behaviour as a driver, or whether or not it's dangerous, it's a really interesting chat. But first, Hack reporter Alice Angeloni's been speaking to medicinal cannabis users about their experiences.
I honestly don't think about it too much because the benefits I get from using my script outweigh that risk for me.
Charlie, not a real name, is in her 20s and lives near Coffs Harbour on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. She's prescribed medicinal cannabis for anxiety, but in New South Wales, it's an offence to drive with any trace of the psychoactive component of cannabis, known as THC, in your system. Which leaves Charlie with the question,
how are you meant to integrate it into your life?
It's something she's grappled with.
There's like not a lot of information on any of the sites of what to do if you were to get pulled over. They obviously tell you that you can't drive.
Do they give you an indication of how long?
No, not really. Using? Yeah, it wasn't really in depth.
So that's meant Charlie has just kind of made up her own system.
So I kind of try to obviously pick times that I know I won't be driving in the morning. Maybe I'll give myself 12 hours.
She was given a patient card with her prescription.
I've always just assumed like if I were to be pulled over, I could show my patient card if I were to do a random drug test.
Under current law in New South Wales, that's not actually the case. But in that state, one MP wants things to change.
I move that a bill be introduced.
In New South Wales, Independent State MP Alex Greenwich introduced a private members' bill to Parliament last month.
We're dealing with the reality that THC stays in a person's system much longer than after it can impair you.
The bill is aimed at providing a legal defence for medicinal cannabis users to drive with the drug in their system, as long as they're not high.
Across New South Wales, thousands and tens of thousands of people are having to choose between going to work, seeing a loved one, or taking their medication.
Alex Greenwich has also revealed he uses medicinal cannabis to treat severe anxiety and insomnia. Now he's advocating for others who need to use the drug on medical grounds but risk losing their license.
What this bill deals with is for those drivers who are driving safely, not impaired, but they just have some THC still in their system because they're simply following their doctor's advice.
A parliamentary inquiry into the regulatory framework for cannabis in New South Wales last year found cannabis in a driver's system doesn't necessarily mean they're impaired. It didn't make a specific recommendation, but
opposition MPs on the committee pointed to evidence from Transport for New South Wales that showed cannabis was the most common illicit drug in fatal crashes from 2019 to 2023.
When you see me all the time, I have taken cannabis within the last 24 hours.
Ben uses medicinal cannabis for chronic pain. He lives in a town southwest of Sydney, and like Charlie, driving is a risk he takes.
If I'm pulled over by the police today and they test my blood, it will be in my blood. It stays in there for up to 90 days.
But Ben has questions for the government on this, because essentially he reckons the medicine that keeps him functional could also get him arrested. New South Wales is just the latest place to have this debate. Other parts of Australia have already debated on it. In Tasmania, and since March in Victoria, magistrates have the option to decide whether or not to cancel the driver's licence of a person who tests positive to THC and is using prescribed medicinal cannabis. And overseas? Well, 33 states in the US have effects-based driving under the influence of marijuana laws that criminalise a person for driving while they are truly impaired, as determined by an expert or by eyewitness testimony. Back to Charlie.
Is it a concern for you that you could get pulled over and...
Yeah, definitely, because I use my car every day for work.
She hopes the same protection will become available for her in New South Wales. And in the meantime, she says if nothing changes, she'll have to weigh up whether she should keep using medicinal cannabis at all.
It is so helpful for me to have access to it. And if they don't change the laws, then maybe I won't want to keep accessing that because I don't want to risk losing my license, especially for work.
Hack on Triple J.
Alice Angeloni reporting there, and we did ask the New South Wales government about this too. It says it's going to review advice from an expert working group on a legal defence for drivers taking medically prescribed cannabis, and that's due by the end of the year, so not much time left to go. It's a topic that is worth taking a closer look at because drug driving deaths we know now are more common in Australia than drink driving deaths. So can it ever be safe to drive, and should more states look at relaxing the laws around driving while on medicinal cannabis? Someone who knows a lot about this is Dr. Danielle McCartney. She's an associate lecturer in pharmacology at the University of Sydney. Dr. McCartney, thanks for joining us on Hack.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Is there any way of measuring how much a person's driving ability, for instance, could be impacted by cannabis?
So cannabis, including medicinal products, often contains THC. And as you say, yes, THC can impair driving performance. At the moment, police use oral fluid drug tests at the roadside to identify THC that might be present in a person's system. As you say, overseas, internationally, there are other behavioural tests that are used. As of yet, there is no perfect system for identifying cannabis-affected drivers at the roadside. Every system has some limitations.
Are people affected in different ways? Like, are some people more impacted by the impacts of THC than others?
Sure. So people who have used cannabis or THC on a regular basis do tend to develop tolerance, meaning that they can be less affected by the effects of cannabis. I guess the other divide that we talk about a little bit is the difference between recreational cannabis users and medicinal users. So it's not necessarily, to some extent, they might be affected differently, but we've also got to look at and consider their use patterns. So someone using cannabis recreationally might be doing it to experience intoxication, and you're more likely to see impairment with that. Whereas someone using it medicinally might be using lower doses. They're using it to control a medical condition that could otherwise affect driving, things like pain and insomnia, and they have usually developed some amount of tolerance to the effects of THC.
And are the impacts similar to the impacts of alcohol?
In that we see impairment in driving with both substances, I suppose you could say yes. The exact effects do differ somewhat, but I guess, you know, that the ultimate thing that we need to be considering is whether or not there are road safety impacts.
I mean, it does sound like at this point there's not really a test that can tell you whether it's still safe for you to drive, regardless of whether or not you've got it in your system. The test might prove that you do have it in your system, but it's hard to tell from a test whether you might be impaired or not.
That's right. Oral fluid THC concentrations are not a reliable indicator of impairment, particularly in regular users, which medicinal cannabis users often are. There are also, you know, difficulties with the behavioural tests in that we are still working on developing improved methods through research.
Do you think then maybe laws are lagging behind in Australia at the moment, that there should be a really big focus on this?
Yeah, it would seem that laws are lagging behind. So medicinal cannabis has been legal in Australia since 2016 now, and we've seen no change in the legislation affecting driving in and around cannabis. And so we do have a situation now where patients using legal medicinal cannabis products cannot legally drive in most states of Australia because THC does persist in oral fluid and blood for extended periods of time. And we need to be looking at alternative methods of regulating this. You know, we have systems for other drugs that affect driving, opioids, benzodiazepines, these can all impact driving. And patients are currently trusted to use these medicines responsibly and drive when they're not impaired. And if they are impaired, you know, that's not acceptable. That is illegal still, and they will be charged with that. So we need to be looking at these systems for medicinal cannabis users.
Interesting stuff. Dr. Danielle McCartney from the University of Sydney, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
And we've got other messages coming through. Someone says there does need to be a way to measure the level, like RBT, and set a limit. Another person says, what if you take it in a capsule, swallowing it whole? We've got someone on the line right now. Cooper is with us. Cooper, you use medicinal cannabis. Is this something that you've been concerned about, how you might be impacted behind the wheel?
Yeah, it has been. Like, I never do it before driving, obviously, but I use it virtually every single night to help me sleep with chronic pain in my back and shoulders. So if I was to wake up early the next day to get to work or to commute to Sydney for whatever reason, and I was pulled over, it would be a loss of license for a green pea plater easily.
Yeah, is it something you think a lot about, just considering how much you are using medicinal cannabis? Like, it sounds like it's something that's really important in your life.
Yeah, it was a lot more stressful when I first started using it medicinally, because I did it casually beforehand, as most Australians do when they're younger, but I got onto it purely to relieve some of that anxiety, and it worked for that aspect. But nowadays, it's kind of just like, because I'm so used to it, if it was to happen to me, it would be almost as if it was coming the whole time.
Yeah, medicinal cannabis use and the laws around it is something that a lot of you do have strong opinions on. So don't worry, we will be keeping you across all the latest announcements. If there are changes in laws, regulations, policies, we'll keep you on top of it. And don't forget, you can always follow us on Instagram and TikTok to keep up with breaking news throughout the week. If you like these deep dives as well, they're up every weekend, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. That's all for now. I'll catch you next time.